One of my coworkers here at The Beat, whom I truly love and adore, an amazing person, did something last night while we were at a work function that could very well be like one of my biggest social pet peeves. Seriously, I want to know what you think about it. We've got him standing by on the phone right now. Good morning. It's Vinny and Nikki in the morning. Alex DePatie in for cousin Vinny, who's still on paternity leave. So let's just get right to it, okay? Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Nikki.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm on my fourth cup of coffee. Got up at 5 a.m. to get ready for this.
We love having you here. It is Sean McMahon from the Weekend Breakfast on the Beat 92.5. You know why I'm calling, right?
Yeah, I heard.
So something happened last night. We're at a work event. People are on stage talking throughout the night. And people get a little rowdy, right? Especially when they're having wine. It's a sankasset. People are unwinding. And sometimes you have to sort of get their attention when you're on stage. Mm-hmm. Like, can everybody please look at the stage and listen to what's up? So I actually was watching what was going down on the stage. I wasn't talking. I wasn't one of the people talking. But
a lot of people were.
A lot of people were. And I see Sean McMahon shush everyone. He's going, shh, shh, shh. And I turned around, I said, oh, we made eye contact. I said, Sean, I'm going to talk about this tomorrow.
It was more of a cut eye. I don't know if it was eye contact or more of a cut eye.
I was like, did that just happen? Like, shushing other adults in public, really?
Here's the thing. Let's get some facts straight. You've got to remember, okay, Nikki, I got a 5 and a 3-year-old at home.
I'm
a professional shusher. Like, I do this for a living. If this were an Olympic event, I would medal. But let's really talk about things here, because I did not initiate the shush movement. I simply participated in the shush movement. I bolstered it, if you will. It's like what you said. You know, people get, you know, they haven't seen each other for a little while. They start having their conversations, but somebody's up there trying to do something. And you mentioned that that's one of your big pet peeves. That's one of my biggest pet peeves, is when you have a group of adults who can't show enough respect to people who are trying to say something important. That really bugs me.
I get it. But like, I just, when I see the shushers, I am like, number one, it makes me want to talk more. Like, I am that, you know, I want to rebel. I'm like, I wanted to start talking when you shushed people. Number two, I'm like, oh, I'm beside the no fun police. Let me go to the bar. I'm going to leave you here, Sean. But Alex agrees with you.
Yeah, Sean, I'm so with you, and it's about people showing respect to the people talking on stage, and especially, I mean, I'm not sure of the content that was being, you know, told to everybody in the room yesterday, but when it's, you know, emotional speeches and people keep talking, I find that it's very important to look at them in the eye and tell them, hey, this is not happening.
So
right now.
You take it upon yourself. You're like, suddenly,
no fun police. It is.
The responsibility has been bestowed on me, and I will make sure no one is speaking.
But I honestly think that it's unacceptable. Social cue, because it's because I'm really sensitive to it, because I've hosted so many events in the past,
yeah.
And I've done some pretty sensitive stuff on stage, that you want to go up there and feel like you have a captive audience. And I know people get away with their conversations, and I get that. But, I mean, Alex, I think this can kind of translate to a lot of other things, too. Like, when you'd be at the very end of the diving board, I'm pretty sure you wanted to have everybody's attention because you were about to do something important. You wanted to concentrate and focus on what you were doing, right? It's the same kind of thing. You just want to feel like you've got the room on your side. And as a bunch of adults, I feel like it's important to just kind of remind each other sometimes, without being rude, but as a collective, to just say, you know, guys, there's something going on up here. You might want to pay attention. You know what I mean?
Sean, you just get it. You know, you just get it.
Big fan. I'm a big fan.
I think I'm watching a bromance bloom right in front of my face.
Well, I can tell you, when I shush my girlfriend, I do not get the same reaction. It is not.
Sean, I love you so much. Thank you for chatting with us this morning.
Nikki, shh.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Sean.
Bye, Felicia. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys.